Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Erin Dunn of the Fortuna Chamber of Commerce with a community comment. We are winding down on part one of the political season. It will all be over next week for a few months. I was watching a rerun of a debate I missed on Keat featuring two candidates for supervisor, not in my district, and it had me wondering, what is the definition of a special interest group, and why is it only challengers bring them up? If real estate developers are considered a special interest group, wouldn't the combined no-growth organizations also be considered a special interest group? That particular phrase uttered in this debate, well, it was more than uttered since it was said over and over again, conjured visions of evildoers and backroom deals. I guess it's meant to lead one to believe that the candidate muttering that phrase has no special interest groups behind them. Can that even be true? Isn't Baykeeper a special interest group? Isn't the labor union a special interest group? And really, for that matter, the Lost Coast Kennel Club, isn't that a special interest group? Although they are not involved in this campaign. And wouldn't the fact that this candidate's rhetoric mirrored almost word for word what Richard Saltzman wrote in an editorial for Lost Coast Outpost last week mean he's tied to a special interest group? And this same candidate has a TV ad running that says we won't see his ad very often because he isn't tied to big money from special interest groups. Except I keep seeing the ad, and I only get a handful of stations. And honestly, there isn't really big money in Humboldt County at election time. Another candidate has gone on record saying she doesn't support the Richardson Grove project because it will create a superhighway, while at the same time touting the great things that Humboldt Made is doing, making products that are helping our county's economy. Except they can't get the products in or out in a cost-effective or efficient way because of Richardson Grove. So here's the deal. Much has been said about the Gang of Four, that they need to be stopped, that they are in the pockets of the special interest groups. Could they mean the farmers market groups? Because they have a special interest. And I say, give me the Gang of Four any day. They have done more as a coalition to move this county forward than any group of supervisors that have come before them in recent years. They are a coalition of public servants. They are not evil. They are logical and forthright. They reach across the aisle. They work with their communities. They collaborate to bring Humboldt County out of the shadows and into the light. Bravo, Gang of Four. Long may you serve. This has been Erin Dunn with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.